Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take it out.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Some niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm gonna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make
it through. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions. Uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody,
wanna lose.
Nobody,
nobody wanna fail.
Nobody,
nobody wanna die.
Nobody,
we're just trying to live.
Yeah, decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys laugh. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Ooh, but nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Man. consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars to do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on this evening, this is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Dr. Andre Prevost, and you know First Lady ain't too far from me. Glory to God, hallelujah. And this is more than an hour of power, and we have come to lift up the name of the Lord on tonight. We have come to glorify him. We have come to magnify him. We have come to lift him up on tonight because he is truly worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be magnified, and he is worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. So we have come together tonight to give God the glory, give God the honor, and give God the praise. Hallelujah on tonight. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We, Lord, thank you for allowing us to come into your presence on tonight. And we just ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. Lord, we ask that you allow us to decrease so that you can increase on tonight. Lord, our ears are open and our hearts are receptive so that we can receive your word on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the word that you are about to give us. We thank you in advance, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, for everything that you're about to say, everything that you're about to give us tonight, the revelation that you're about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And we just praise you. We magnify you. We love you. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And once again, we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to say and do. And Lord, we love you. And Lord, we appreciate you. And Lord, we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We thank God once again. Hallelujah. For everybody that's called in. Amen. Everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Amen. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody out there watching online. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, hallelujah, feel free to leave it in the comments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will put it on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, we just thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just going to get to the word of God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the book of Jeremiah on tonight. Hallelujah. The book of Jeremiah chapter 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to begin reading, hallelujah, at verse number 4. Hallelujah. If you got your electronic device, type in Jeremiah chapter 1. Praise God. Jeremiah chapter 1. And we're going to start reading at verse number 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now this is God. Hallelujah. The Lord God speaking to Jeremiah. Praise God. Now, theologians and scholars estimate that at this time, hallelujah, Jeremiah was between the age of 17 and 20 years old. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, is calling him. Praise God. God is calling him, hallelujah, to his destiny. God is calling him and letting him know something that he did not know. Glory to God, hallelujah. This news, hallelujah, came as a surprise to Jeremiah. Glory to God. He was not expecting, hallelujah, to be called, hallelujah, by the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He says, "Before I formed thee," so before I was conceived, praise God, before I was conceived, before my daddy met my mama, glory to God, I formed thee, hallelujah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Praise God, I knew you before you were born.
Yes,
glory Lord. To God, hallelujah. This is not an accident. See, somebody might tell you this is what you was an accident. Praise God. We wasn't trying to have you. We wasn't trying to have you. Me and your mama was messing around, and next thing you know, here you come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You was an accident. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't even know who your daddy is. You was an accident. I wasn't trying to have you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And to your mother or to your father or to your grandparents, you might very well be a surprise. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God sent me here to tell you tonight, you may have been a surprise to the people around you, but you wasn't a surprise to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before your mother ever met your father, before your father ever thought your mama was cute, glory to God. Hallelujah. I knew you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I knew you. How you doing, Miss Johnny Boo? Praise God. I knew you. Praise God. Before your mama met your daddy, you are not an accident. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, you were planned. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You were planned. You might have not been planned by your mother. You might have not been planned by your father. And you sure wasn't planned by your grandparents. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you were planned by God. Before your conception, before he formed you, he wants you to know two things. First of all, you weren't an accident. You were planned. Before you got here, I knew you. Before you got here, I ordained you. Hallelujah, amen. Then he wants you to know a second thing, that he formed you. I made you myself, glory to God. I formed you in the womb. Hallelujah, praise God. And I ordained you. Praise God, hallelujah. I ordained you. I set you in authority before you were ever born. Praise God, hallelujah. See, God wants you to know the authority that you are about to step in. It ain't an authority that you just now stepping in. Praise God. The authority that you are stepping in now is an authority that was ordained on you before you were born. Hallelujah. Right. Praise God. This authority that God has placed on your life is an authority you had, hallelujah, before you were conceived. Hallelujah, amen. This is not something, hallelujah, you are just now receiving. This is something you're just now being made aware of. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have been in authority all your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You might have noticed it, hallelujah, through school. It seemed like you was running things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You might have ran the streets for a little while, and it seemed like you was the boss on them streets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God say you've been a boss. Hallelujah. You've been in authority. Hallelujah. Praise God. This ain't something that's new. It's been an anointing that's been on your life. It's just now that you're being notified of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just now that you're being notified of the anointing that God has on your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants you to know it's not something new. He wants me to drill this into you that it's not new. What I'm saying to you tonight, hallelujah, amen, is just telling you something you didn't know. This is not something God is just now giving you. Hallelujah, this is something you were born with. Praise God. You know how they say on the streets, hallelujah, you got to be born in it, not sworn in it. You weren't sworn in it. You was born with this. This is not something you can learn. This is not something somebody can lay hands on you and give you. This is not something somebody can speak over your life. What God has done to you, praise God, is ordained you, praise God, from before birth, from before conception. Hallelujah. Praise God. He say, I knew thee. Before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee. See, it didn't even happen when you were born. He said, before you came out the womb, I sanctified thee. Sanctified means to be set aside. Hallelujah. Amen. I set you aside. I cleansed you. I made you different. I made you peculiar. Hallelujah. You ain't like nobody else. Praise God. Why you think you can't get away with nothing? Every time you try to do something, you get caught. All the other church folks doing it. Glory to God. How come every time I do it, hallelujah, amen, somebody see me, praise God, because you cut from a different cloth. You are different. You are holy. You are sanctified. You are set aside. I did this to you before you were born. It didn't happen when you went to church. It didn't happen when you were christened. It didn't happen when you were baptized. You were born this way. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You were born anointed. Hallelujah. And God wants you to know that you were born anointed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 6, hallelujah, he says, and said I, a Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Every time God gets ready to call us, the devil, amen, begins to speak to us and begins to tell us why we can't do what God said we could do. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. That, see, he's speaking, but he doesn't realize that's the enemy, amen, trying to tell him what's being said. Hallelujah. The enemy is telling Jeremiah, you can't do what God said you could do. You just a child. You're just a baby. Hallelujah. You got some learning to do. Glory to God. I guarantee you, amen, the enemy, amen, is speaking to you right now and telling you that message ain't for you that elders are talking about. He didn't know you before you was born. This ain't for you. You might as well not even listen to this one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say the devil is a liar. This message is for you, and the devil is going to keep giving you excuses, keep giving you reasons why you can't do it, why you can't succeed, why you can't prosper, why you can't grow, why you can't advance, why you can't develop, why you can't move forward. He's going to keep giving you excuses why you can't. Glory to God, hallelujah. And his excuse, Jeremiah's excuse was, I can't speak. I'm a child. Ain't nobody going to listen to me. I'm a child. Praise God, hallelujah. 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 Watch this, verse 7. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child. Don't say that. Hallelujah. I've been telling you for 8 years now, watch what you're saying. Watch what's coming out your mouth. God say, watch your mouth. How dare you say what you're saying right now? Hallelujah. Don't you dare tell me you were did you not hear what I said? Glory to God. See, we got to overrule what we say with what God say. We say we ain't good enough. We say we ain't strong enough. We say we ain't smart enough. We say we ain't cute enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what does God say? Hallelujah. Amen. He says, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. All you got to do is say what I tell you to say. Praise God. That's the philosophy I live by when it comes to giving this word. I say what God tell me to say. I don't say it for nobody's approval. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. I say it just the way God told me to say it, straight up and uncut with no chaser. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And if you live by that, hallelujah, I'm going to let God give it to me. Praise Amen. God. All the studying and all the degrees in the world can't give you what God can give you. You don't hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, amen, whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Verse 8, don't be afraid of their faces. I ain't scared of none of y'all. Glory to God.
Mom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, don't be afraid of their faces. See, we quick to say stuff behind people back. They need to change this. They need to change that. Hallelujah. They need to get this together. They need to get that together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If they really need to change something, what good is it you talking behind their back? In the hood, we call that gossip. Praise God. You ain't helping me talking about me to so-and-so, and I don't even know the conversation took place.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said, don't be afraid of their faces. In other words, I want you to say what I tell you to say to their faces. Don't be scared of them. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. I'm with you. I'm going to bring you out of it. You ain't got to worry about them hurting you because I'm going to bring you out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't got to worry about their authority over you because I have given you authority over them. Oh, y'all ain't here. I don't care what they title their position. I don't care what their political position is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're a prince, a president, a bishop, or a pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If God has ordained thee, hallelujah, and given you authority, don't be afraid of them.
Amen.
Don't be scared of them. If God tell you to go tell so-and-so such and such, go tell so-and-so such and such, because God is with you. Look, they can put you out the church, but they can't put you out the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, because I'm with thee. I'm going to deliver you whatever snares they try to plan, whatever trap they try to plan, whatever they try to do, I'm with you. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be scared. I'm with you. Praise God. If you believe that I'm with you, you just got to do what I tell you to do and say what I tell you to say, and I'm going to deliver you for whatever they try to do to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You scared of them. But they need to be scared of you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we got it backwards. We got it twisted. We scared of the powers that be, and the powers that be need us. We scared of me. Glory to God. Did Elijah not rain down fire from heaven onto all the false prophets and burn them alive? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got power. We just don't use it. We got authority. We just don't believe we have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, then the Lord put his hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have put my word. See, you ain't got to worry about what you're going to say now because I done put the word in your mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you, amen, are having a hard time not speaking the word? Hallelujah. Amen. People ask you for advice and they say, I want your advice. Well, the Bible says. No. I don't want to hear what the Bible say. I want to hear what you say. I can't tell you what I think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I only think what the Lord thinks. Hallelujah. You forgot the Bible say, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got the mind of Christ. So when you want my opinion, you want God's opinion. Hallelujah. Let me be honest. I can't give you my opinion because my opinion ain't right. Glory to God. My opinion might tell you you need to go knock the hell out of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My opinion goes against the word of God. Hallelujah. So I got to give you the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I have put my words in thy mouth. Hallelujah. The word of God, he has put it in your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then he says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Hallelujah. Did you catch the authority that God has given you? He said, see, I have this day, right now. Hear the word of the Lord. Right now, this day, I have set thee forth over the nations and over the kingdoms. I know it's hard to believe. See, that's what he was trying to tell this little boy. Hallelujah. That's what I would call him if I saw him. I'm 44 years old. Hallelujah. Praise God. This little boy, he's trying to tell this little boy that this little boy is set over me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He's trying to tell this little boy that he's set over Biden. He's trying to tell this little boy that he's set over all the nations and all of the kingdoms. Praise God, you got authority over the king. You got authority over the president. You got authority over the priest.
Wow.
Glory to God. Why would he have authority over the religious figures? Because they ain't doing right, just like the political figures ain't doing right. Hallelujah. So God say it all got to be rooted up. It all got to be pulled down. It all got to be destroyed.
Yeah.
How many of you know, praise God, when you got a house with a bad foundation, you can keep trying to fix that foundation every few years. You can keep calling that dude out, and he's going to keep taking your money. Praise God, but eventually you're going to have to tear that sucker down, and you're going to have to start over from scratch with a new foundation.
Absolutely.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. God say, I'm sending you out there to tear some stuff up, the foundation. I want you to break up their foundation because they're not built on the right things. I want you to shake it up. I want you to shake it up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to pull it down. After you pull it down, I want you to destroy it.
Yes.
Destroy it. I don't want it refurbished. I don't want it recycled. Hallelujah. Amen. I want it destroyed.
Mm.
Glory to God. This is a lot of responsibility that the Lord is putting on us on tonight. This is a lot of responsibility he was putting on this little 18-year, 19-year-old boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are a prophet over the nations. You got authority over the king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you're going to go in and say what I tell you to say. Don't worry about it because I'm with you. Don't worry about it because I'm with you. He said, don't worry about it because I'm with you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And you're going to tear some stuff down. You're going to root some stuff up. And you're going to destroy some stuff. Glory to God. But you ain't going to stop there after you throw it down. Hallelujah. You're going to build it back up and you're going to plant it. But you're going to start it out the right way this time. Hallelujah. You're going to start it out built on the foundation of God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. God is talking to somebody tonight, and he wants you to not doubt the authority that he has blessed you with, the authority that he has anointed you with from the day before you was born. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, everybody want to say the day you were born. Hallelujah, amen. This scripture. Now, not the one in Leviticus, not the one in Deuteronomy, hallelujah, but this scripture is the reason why I don't believe in abortion. Because God, hallelujah, shapes us and molds us before we are conceived. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. They want to know if you're alive at 6 weeks. You're alive before you are conceived. Oh, glory to God. I knew you before. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe that's what Paul meant when he said, all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose for those that he foreknew and predestined to conform to the image of Christ Jesus. I knew you before. I've already destined you to conform to the image of Christ. Hallelujah. It ain't no getting around it. It's in your destiny. It's already written. And like Pharaoh used to say, so let it be written, so let it be done.
Let it be done. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to drop down to verse 17. We still in Jeremiah chapter 1, hallelujah, but I want to drop down to verse 17, praise God, hallelujah. It says,
amen.
Therefore, grind up thy loins and arise, and speak unto them that I command thee, be not dismayed by their faces, lest I confound thee before them. He say, get up, put your drawers on. Glory to God. Get dressed. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to go and speak to whoever I tell you to speak. And don't be dismayed by their faces. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't worry about their faces. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Amen. If you do, I'm going to make you look foolish in front of them. Oh, glory to God. I want you to have confidence in me unless I confound you in front of these people. Hallelujah, praise God. It can go one way or the other way. Hallelujah, amen. You can speak with authority. Hallelujah, amen. Or you can speak, amen, like you ain't got no sense. It's up to you, praise God. Hallelujah. How are you going to go in there? Hallelujah. You going to be like your fathers, the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness? Hallelujah. And they saw themselves like ants and grasshoppers, so the enemy saw them the same way. However you see yourself, that's how the enemy's going to see you. I want you to see yourself as a man of authority, as a woman of authority, as a child of the Most High God. This is how I want you to see yourself. Don't worry about their face. They need to be worried about your face. Glory to God. Don't worry about what they saying. They need to be worried about what you saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I'm with you. I don't care if they got an army behind them. You remember when David was surrounded by the army? Hallelujah, praise God. But somebody looked and saw an army behind that army. They saw the army of God had the army that had them surrounded. Hallelujah. Even when your enemies think they got you surrounded, God say, I got them surrounded. Glory to God. We attacking from the inside and out. Glory to God. You cannot stop what God got going. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Verse 18, for
thank
behold,
you.
I have made thee this day a defensed city, an iron pillar, and brassen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judea, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. What is he saying? Hallelujah, amen. I have made you like a fortified city. I have made you, amen, like a city with all the maximum defenses. Glory to God. You got ground and air missiles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got cannons. Hallelujah. You got snipers. You got a fortified wall. You got a moat with a drawbridge with crocodiles in the moat. I even gave you a fire-breathing dragon. You are a fortified city. Hallelujah. And who are you against? Hallelujah. You against the kings. You against the princes. Hallelujah. You against the priests. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This ain't the season, amen, to be liked by religious figures. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like in Jesus' time, they was in bed with the government. They in bed with the government now. God say, I'm sending you to them too. You might even know who they are. You might have had lunch with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God say, I'm sending you to them. And keep in mind, they think, glory to God, they think they have authority over you. Hallelujah, amen. This means you got one up. You got a heads up on them because they have no idea that you have authority over them. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's like getting a promotion at work and nobody else at work know. Hallelujah, amen. Then one of your fellow employees come talking at you, flip. Glory to God, and you pull out that write-up. Oh, I didn't know you got promoted. Oh, yeah, you didn't know I was an authority over you. Glory to God. See, they still think they got authority over you. Hallelujah. But they don't realize you have authority over them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just because you're the pastor of a church don't make you my pastor. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The governor of Alabama ain't my governor. I stay in Texas. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just because you got authority don't mean your authority is over me. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God said, I have set thee over the nations.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Over the kings, over the princes. Hallelujah. Amen. And over, praise God, the priests. Glory to God. And last but not least, over the people of the land, the people. You are not equal with the people. God say that again. They don't. Hallelujah. You are not equal with the people. If you were on trial and they wanted to assemble a jury of your peers, they can't. Hallelujah, because they know you are in a league of your own. You have no peers.
Thank you.
Glory to God. I have set you above. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You are eagle and you keep trying to tear with these chickens. Glory to God. When I've given you authority over them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care how long their robe is. I don't care how many degrees they got on the wall. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care how long they've been in ministry. Glory to God. I don't care how long they've been in politics. Glory to God. I don't care how old they are than you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God say, I have set you above them. What's up, King Vine? God say, I have set you above them. Queen Rat, God bless you. Praise God, hallelujah. You need to accept the authority that he has given you. And watch this, verse 19. And they shall fight against thee. This is important. This is very important. Because we think, hallelujah, and I know I thought this. Just because, amen, I'm coming to you with the true, pure, unadulterated word of God. Like we say on Saturday, out of the mouth of God. It's coming right out of the mouth. Hallelujah. I'm expecting you to receive it right away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thanks,
but it
brother.
Seldom goes that way. This ain't a TV show. This not a movie. On the Madea movie, they get it right away. But they'll get the scriptures all wrong and get all the metaphors wrong and all the Jesus story wrong, but somehow they get the point. And they get it right away. Hallelujah. But in real life, in the real world, when you tell somebody the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, when you tell them the word of God as God has given you the revelation, hallelujah, they fight you on it. They fight you on it. They don't want to receive the truth. They're like Jack Nicholson. You want the truth, but you can't handle the truth. See, people would rather stay asleep. Glory to God. They would rather stay asleep. Hallelujah, amen. I'd rather just stay in the Matrix. Y'all seen that movie, The Matrix? Hallelujah. Remember when they unplugged from The Matrix? How the world really looked? Hallelujah. Praise. See, you don't want to unplug because you're scared of how the world really looks. You're scared of the way the world really is. You're scared of what's really happening in the church. You're scared of what really the pastors and the preachers are doing. Hallelujah. But he told Habakkuk, you see what's going on. You're complaining about what's going on. But if I were to tell you what's really going on, you wouldn't believe me. That's God speaking. God say, if I were to tell you what's really going on, that's how bad it is. That it's so bad that if God told you they up there doing this, you wouldn't believe God.
Nope.
Glory
wouldn't.
To God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he say they gonna fight you. Hallelujah. Amen. They gonna fight you on the word that you try to give them. They gonna resist. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell you, I can't stand somebody that don't want to be my friend because I disagree with them on something. Can we disagree and move forward? Glory to God. You going to let our whole friendship pivot on a disagreement? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't slapped you. I ain't trying to talk to your wife. Glory to God. I ain't whipped none of your children. I ain't stole none of your money. But we disagreeing on something. And now, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to fight you on it. They're going to resist. Hallelujah, just like we resisted. You know when you was in that street, you was resisting the word. Everybody was trying to tell you, you ain't supposed to be here. You need to get out these streets. God got a calling on your life. You need to get away from these thugs. What you doing on this corner? You need to get yourself off this pole. You need to quit doing what you're doing. They just telling you, though. You in a group, but they telling you. Hallelujah. And you resisting. You trying to stay out there with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God called you out of that. Hallelujah. Amen. What the song says, he called me out of darkness into a wondrous light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He called you out of it. Hallelujah. To have authority over the people you used to run with. Have authority over the people you used to run from. Have authority over the people you used to be scared of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they're going to fight, praise God, hallelujah. But look what he says, but they shall not prevail against thee. They're going to fight you, but they ain't going to win. Hallelujah. See, I ain't worried about nobody fighting me. I'm not talking about a fist fight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, amen, the fight that y'all put up where y'all don't want to receive the word. Hallelujah, to the fight, amen, when you try to assassinate me because you don't want to receive what God is saying. Hallelujah, the fight, amen, when you try to demean my character, hallelujah, amen, all because you don't want to receive what the word of God is saying. I understand that it don't have nothing to do with me. Hey, hallelujah. It's between you and God, and I'm just in the middle of it.
Mm.
Well, Elder, you need to get yourself together, too. Why are you sitting here trying to preach to me? I know that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God sent me here to tell you about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can point the finger back at me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I already know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He sent me here to tell you what you need to work on, what you need to fix, what you need to get together. You can sit here and fight me all day. We can go back and forth, tit for tat, but that ain't going to change the fact that it has to be done. Remember when you was a kid, you could argue all day long, hey, this is my room, I deserve my privacy, I don't care how my room looks, but at the end of the day, either that room was clean or your butt was soaked. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can fight it all you want to, but hey, amen, you better show up on Monday morning when your boss tell you to. I'm trying to explain the kind of authority God is giving you. When you say something, they're going to have to do it eventually. They might not do it that day. They might not do it the next day. Glory to God. They might not do it for months or years, but eventually they're going to have to come out from whatever they're under. Glory to God. He say, but they shall not prevail. We still at verse 19, the last verse. For I am with thee, says the Lord. The Lord said this. He's saying, I said this. I said this so you can believe it. See this, I ain't sent an angel to tell you. I ain't sent a prophet to tell you. Glory to God, I didn't tell you in a dream. Praise God, I came to tell you myself. Hallelujah, praise God. I came to tell you myself, glory to God, that I'm with you. And I'm going to deliver you. I'm not going to let them, if I sent you out there, I'm not some of these governments, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, if I send you out in the battle, amen, I guarantee you coming back. Because I'm with you. Hallelujah. I'm a shield in a battle. Hallelujah. I'm a fortress in a time of storm. Glory to God. I got your back, in other words. I'm your muscle. Oh, y'all. Yes, he said, I'm your muscle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm down. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm trying to say it to where you can understand it. I got your back. I'm your ride or die. You can count on me. I'm going to be there. Hallelujah. And ain't nobody going to run over me. Ain't nobody going to come against me. Ain't nobody going to defeat me because I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. 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 So God has anointed thee and appointed thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, not me. That's the same thing he said. That's the same thing Jeremiah said. That's the same thing Moses said. Not me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But their name's in the book. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even though they said not me, their name's in the book. Hallelujah. See, it don't matter how you feel. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God say, I want you to feel about you the way I feel about you. I want you to see you the way I see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I see you, amen, I see a person of authority. Hallelujah. I see a person I can trust. Hallelujah. I see a person, amen, that won't bow down from a fight. I see a person, amen, that's going to push forward. I see a person that just won't stop. I see a person that's going to praise me regardless. I see a person that's going to love me regardless. I see a person that's going to hang in there to the end, glory to God. I want you to see what I see. Glory to God. Do you see what God sees on tonight? When you look in that mirror, glory to God, do you see Hallelujah, a man of God. Do you see a woman of God? Do you see a child of the Most High? When you look in that mirror, do you see royalty? Hallelujah, amen. Do you see a prophet? Do you see a prophetess? Glory to God. Do you see an anointed person in that mirror? Look in that mirror, glory to God, and see that anointed person that God has made you. Hallelujah. I don't care what the world said. I don't care what your mama said. I don't care what your daddy said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said before your mama knew you, before your daddy knew your mama, I ordained you. I anointed you. I formed you in your mother's belly. And on that day, hallelujah, I anointed you and appointed you. I set you over the nations. I did all this. Mama didn't have to do it. Daddy didn't have to do it. Your pastor ain't got to do it. Your apostle ain't got to do it. Your bishop ain't have to do it. I already did it from the day before you was born. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Reed, CR, what's up? Hallelujah. You ought to give him some praise tonight because you've been anointed and appointed. Hallelujah. You've been anointed and appointed. You've been set aside. It's a reason why you've been different than everybody else. It's a reason why you can't blend in. It's a reason why you can't fit in. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a reason why they won't let you sit with the cool kids. It's a reason why you can't even sit with the whack kids. You can't sit with the nerds. You can't sit with nobody. Glory to God. I got to sit by myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God made you different. You can't hang with people you're supposed to be leading. Hallelujah. You don't see the manager hanging with the employees. Glory to God. Because I got to lead you. Glory to God. You ain't going to respect me if I'm hanging out with you. Well, we do all the same things. We got a lot in common. Well, if you do what you do by yourself, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do what you do with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because they will lose respect for you. Hallelujah. You are set aside for a purpose. Praise God. You ain't never needed no friends. You've been alone your whole life. Don't let the enemy talk you into you need people. Hallelujah. Amen. You are supposed to lead these people.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to be popular. Glory to God. You want to be liked.
Come on,
praise
Elder.
God.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Man.
Didn't the Bible just say they're going to fight against you, but you're going to prevail? Hallelujah. Amen. That means they must ain't going to like what you're saying. And usually when people don't like what you're saying, they take them words as if it was you, and they don't like you because of what you said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people don't like me because of a sermon I preach. Glory to God. Somebody don't like you because of something you said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of one iota of time, one little statement, hallelujah, they have made a conclusion, praise God, that they don't like you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God said get used to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said you ought to be used to it by now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have set you aside for a purpose. I have a destiny on your life. Don't tell me what you can and can't do. Hallelujah. See, that's the thing with God. We can't tell God what we can or cannot do because, like he said, I molded you. I shaped you in your mother's womb. So I know what you're capable of because I made you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the car can't tell Henry Ford what it can and can't do. Because Henry Ford know what he designed the car to do. Glory to God, hallelujah. So the car can't say, I can't roll. I designed you to roll. Hallelujah, praise God. That I purposed you, oh Lord. See, I purposed you to do what I'm calling you to do. Hallelujah. What a big eight, praise God. I purposed you to do what I've called you to do. Hallelujah, praise God. I don't care what everybody else has said about you. I don't care what you thought about yourself up until this point. Hallelujah. God say now is the time that you change your mind about everything you thought about who you were. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're not the accident your mama say you were.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. You're not the accident your daddy say you were. Hallelujah. Before they knew each other, God say he knew you. Oh, glory to God. Here, I'm going to say that. Mm-hmm. He say before they knew each other, I knew you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I sanctified you. I set you aside. Your mama is wrong. Your daddy wrong. Hallelujah. You were a surprise to them, but you wasn't a surprise to me. You was right on time. Glory to God, hallelujah. You was right on schedule, down to the last minute. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So get it out your mind that you are an accident. Get it out your mind that you are a mistake. Get it out your mind that you ruined somebody's life. Get it out your mind, hallelujah, that it's your fault. Get it out your mind, glory to God. God said, I purchased you. Your birth date was written, hallelujah, before your birth date. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
I knew
Lord.
The day you was born 100 years ago. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You are not an accident. Hallelujah. I purpose you to be here, and the purpose is to tell my people what I tell you to tell them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Tell my people what I tell you to tell them. Glory to God. And don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of their position.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of their social status. Don't be afraid of their money. Glory to God. Don't be afraid of their power. Because I have given you more power than them. I have set you over them. Not only over them, but over their people.
Glory to God.
And over their priests. Hallelujah. I have given you the authority. Now you just got to use it. Hallelujah. You got to walk in faith and use it. You got to say what I tell you to say to who I tell you to say it. I don't care how you impressed, how impressed you are. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord say you might be one of your idols, even though you say you don't have none. Oh, Lord.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, slow down. Hallelujah. Even though you say you don't have none, you might meet one of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't be impressed. You can't be starstruck. You can't be mesmerized. Mm. You can't be wanting no autographs. Hallelujah. You can't be trying to borrow no money. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah. If I send you before a great man, you need to tear that great man down with the word that I give you. You got to tear him down with the word I give you. They're going to fight against you. Hallelujah. They ain't going to want to receive it. Hallelujah. They ain't going to turn you down. They going to turn you away. Hallelujah. But eventually, you going to prevail. Eventually, the word going to get through. Eventually, the word going to do, hallelujah, what it was meant to do. Hallelujah. And that's to heal. Hallelujah. That's to deliver. Hallelujah. That's to sanctify. Hallelujah. That's to cause repentance. Hallelujah. That's to cause
Lord.
A change of mind, a change of heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah tonight. It's to cause, hallelujah, somebody to come to Christ, somebody to get it right, somebody to turn it around, hallelujah, tonight. Praise God for the word that he has put in your mouth. Praise God for the authority that he has given you. Praise God, hallelujah, because he's ordering your steps. Praise God, hallelujah, because even though they're going to fight you, even though they're going to resist you, hallelujah, it ain't how the game starts. It's how the game ends. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it ain't over until somebody gets knocked out. Glory to God. And the Bible says that the fight is fixed. Oh, glory to God. I'm finna close, glory to God. But the Bible says, hallelujah, the fight is fixed. All you got to do is get in the ring. Oh, glory to God. All you got to do is get in the ring.
Yes, Lord.
They're going to fight against you, but get in the ring. You're going to take a couple punches, but get in the ring. Because as soon as you get to swinging, hallelujah, they're going to get the falling. They're going to get the stumbling. And they're going to go down like one, two, three. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is get in the ring armed with the whole armor of God and do everything you can to stand on his word.
Thank you, Lord.
Just stand on his word on tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand on his word
Hallelujah.
On tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God has called you. He has appointed you and anointed you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Over the nations. Over the pastors that you call pastors. Over the bishops that you call bishops. Over the apostles that you call apostles. Over the president that you call president. Over the king that you call king. Over the queen that you call queen. I have set you over these people. These positions and titles are nothing more than words to you. Oh, glory to God. I should have been more see. Hallelujah. 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 The fight's been fixed. The fight's been fixed. I don't care what the odds are. The fight's been fixed. Glory to God. You gon' win. Hallelujah. You like Mike Tyson in his prime. You gon' win. Hallelujah. Buster Douglas ain't came along. You gon' win. Glory to God. When you swing, they gon' fall. The word of God will not come back void. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, you've been called. Hallelujah, you've been chosen. Hallelujah, you've been anointed. Hallelujah, and God just wanted you to know. Hallelujah, in case you ain't know. Hallelujah, this ain't just happened today. Hallelujah, it's been like that before you was born. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank
hallelujah.
You, Father. We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Take about 30 seconds
yes,
and give
hallelujah.
God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
For anointing
yes, Lord.
You and appointing you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
yes,
thank you Jesus.
Lord.
You're worthy to
thank
be praised. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be lifted up.
Lord.
We love you tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you tonight,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you for predestining us. Thank you for calling us, Lord. Thank you for ordering us.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise your name. Hallelujah.
Hey,
thank you, Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you all tonight for your word.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us. Hallelujah. Before we were conceived. Thank you, Lord, you have sanctified us before we were born.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you have shaped us. Hallelujah. In the womb. Thank you, you have set us aside. Thank you, you have given us authority tonight. And we praise you. We magnify your name, Lord, and we accept this responsibility.
Thank you.
We accept this authority. Hallelujah, Lord, and we will use it only to your good, only to your glorification, Lord, only to magnify your name, only to save your children, Lord, and bring them closer to you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessings, San Diego. Blessings, Dennis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Miss Yanni Boo, glory to God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God, Brother Reed. We thank God for you also. Hallelujah. Tonight for his word on tonight. Everybody out there on TikTok, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We truly hope you have been blessed by the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to open up the phone lines. If you have a testimony, a prayer request on tonight, hallelujah, amen, we're going to open up the line at this time. Will there be one? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for Brother Reed, CR125. Hallelujah. Miss Yanni Boo, praise God. We thank God for you. Light on the hill, always in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Any testimonies or prayer requests or any comments at this time? Hallelujah. If you got any prayer requests out there online, just put them in the comment box. Hallelujah. We will read them online. Praise God. Hallelujah. And pray for you online. Hallelujah. Tap that like button. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind everybody tomorrow, hallelujah, amen, at 11 a.m. Central Time, which is 9 o'clock Pacific Time, and noon on the East Coast. Hallelujah. Apostle Elding A. Curry and myself, hallelujah, will be on the Holy Ghost prayer line tomorrow for their two-year anniversary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My brother in Christ will be bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to be doing a little bit of emceeing, just a little bit, not too much. Praise God. And I'm going to have some music for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want y'all can. If you can, we want you to call in and support us. I know a lot of people going to be at work. I'm going to be at work. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to take me a break at around that time, praise God, to make sure we can get this done. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you happen to take lunch break around that time, be sure to join us on the Holy Ghost prayer line with Bishop Mac Page and Sister Denise. Glory to God. That is their two-year anniversary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you want, amen, you can see on how you can visit with them regularly. They're on every day. Well, not every day, 5 days a week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the noon hour. Praise God. We're starting out at 9 over there in California. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can be blessed with a word from the Lord. And don't forget, hallelujah, amen, early in the morning. Praise God, hallelujah. You got the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, bringing forth that morning glory, hallelujah, with Apostle Elder A. Curry, glory to God, hallelujah, bringing forth, hallelujah, amen, a dynamic message every morning for you to start the day out with, hallelujah. Make sure you find us on Facebook, hallelujah, and like our pages and follow us, you can see the programs are posted right there. You can just click on the link. It'll take you right there. You can either download it and listen to it later, or you can listen to it right then, or you can listen to it live, hallelujah, at 6 o'clock in the morning, hallelujah, on the West Coast, 7 o'clock Midwest, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock a.m. on the East Coast. That is morning glory. Hallelujah, with Apostle Elden A. Curry, hallelujah, amen, and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. We want to remind everybody also, get your seed in the ground. Glory to God, hallelujah. Get your seed in the ground. Apostle Curry is calling for that $91 seed for Psalms 91. Get that Psalms 91 anointing flowing, glory to God, hallelujah, with the 91 dollar seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm a man of God, Apostle Curry. If you're on the line, do you have any comments or any announcements at this time? Glory to God.
Amen. Man of God, bless you, man of God. Bless you, my brother. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. God is good. Amen. And he's good all the time. Amen. It is such a blessing to be able to hear what God is speaking in this hour concerning Jeremiah. Amen. You know that the name Jeremiah means appointment. So whenever God take us in Jeremiah, it means we have an appointment with the Holy Ghost. Amen. God was giving him his assignment. and letting him know that he had an appointment with his assignment. Many of us tonight, if you're under the sound of my voice, God is telling you tonight that you have an appointment with your assignment. And how many know when you got an appointment that you got to be on time for your appointment? Come on here, somebody. Amen. You can't be late for your appointment because your appointment is an appointed time. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, I put the word in my servant's mouth because I don't want you to miss your appointment. Come on here, somebody. And from that point forward, all Jeremiah could do would say yes to the Lord. But first he said, I'm a child, Lord. How am I going to go? I'm just a little boy. God said, say not that you are a child, because your appointment makes you bigger than who you are. Your assignment makes you more mature than what you are. Your assignment gives you the wisdom to carry out God's assignment.
Amen.
There's a lot of Jeremiahs out here tonight that's online, both male and female. God said, I called you from the womb. Ain't no way you can resist. People trying to figure out why you are the way you are, but you are the way you are because God built you like that so you could carry out his assignment. Come on here, somebody. And God said, this will be the night that your life is going to change, because you're going to realize that God is going to make you not afraid of nobody. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
You can't be afraid of how people look, because demons can make people look all kind of ways. But don't you be afraid of the demon, because the demon is still subject to the power of God. Come on here, somebody. I feel God right now. God is saying, I'm gonna make you so bold that you're going to be able to look the demon in the eye and say, come out, devil, in the name of Yahshua, in the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord. God is saying it's your appointed time.
Yes, Lord.
It's your appointed time. Tell everybody right quick, little line, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't miss your appointment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you miss your appointment. Glory to God.
Miss your appointment.
And God is saying tonight, you are the one. Uh-huh. You are the one.
Uh-huh.
I called you from the womb. I chose you from the womb. You are the one. You trying to look around at everybody else? I said, no, it ain't everybody else. It's you. Glory to God. Why you think everybody looking at you? Because they know you the one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People might not want to admit it. Your family might not want to admit it. Your enemy might not want to admit it, but guess what? He knows who you are. Now, on that, somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the devotion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. One more thing the Lord want me to drop in your spirit tonight. Remember from the Matrix, Elder, you had brought up something that the Holy Ghost had you to bring up about the Matrix. Remember what Morpheus told Neo when he had found out who he really was? After he had got shot and God brought him back. See, love brought him back. See, jealousy killed him, but love brought him back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because she loved him so much, hallelujah, that the love wouldn't let him die. Come on here, somebody. And then when he had got up and he realized, Moses had told him earlier, he said, it's a difference between knowing the way and walking in the way. Come on here, somebody. You can know the way, but then when you start walking in the way, it's a difference. Come on here, somebody. Wow.
Amen.
Because your walk life give you power. Come on. Yes, Lord, I say that. God is moving these jack like. Listen what the Holy Ghost tells me to tell y'all tonight. This is mind blowing. God said, I'm moving jack-legged preachers out the way so I can put my real people in their place. God said, I'm finna put y'all in the way because y'all walking in it. Come on here, somebody. See, power ain't power till you walking in it. Come on here, somebody. You can know it, but if you ain't walking in it, you still powerless. I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. But God is saying that because you've been walking in it, God says, now you have access to it. And God said, now I'm giving you the green light. Amen. I believe E-40 said, tell me when to go. God says, I'm already telling you, go, 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 go. You got the green light. Tell somebody, said, neighbor, you got the green light. Amen. Put your foot on the pedal. Glory to God. You got the green light.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
All you got to do, Lord, is tell me when to go. Y'all saying, go, 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 go. Go, don't you stop because I ain't told you to stop. He said, don't worry about their faces. Glory to God. I will confound their faces as long as you speak what I'm telling you to speak. They're not going to be able to catch a hair on your head. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. God said, it's time to get bold in what you know. It's time to walk in the anointing. Don't fear nobody. I hear the Lord saying, don't fear nobody. But they're going to fear you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. I'm excited on tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. Elder, amen. It's time to turn up, glory to God. Hallelujah. Like the Lord said, it's time to turn up. Put your foot on the pedal,
yes,
glory
Lord.
To God, and hit the gas, glory to God, because God said go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can hear him in Isaiah saying, who will go for us? Who can we send? Hallelujah. And who will go for us? And then Isaiah said, here am I, hallelujah, send me, I'll go. Come on here, somebody. How many of you tonight, that's your testimony to the Lord?
Oh,
Lord, if you need somebody, send me, hallelujah, I'll go for you, hallelujah.
Man.
I'm available, man. Lord. I ain't got nothing on my agenda. Whatever you want to do, Lord, I'm down with you. Ooh, I feel my gangster coming out tonight. Lord, let's ride. Let's bust on them, God. Holly, whatever you want to do, Lord,
yes,
I'm
Lord.
With you. And God is saying, come. Come on with me. I mean, you know, it's a privilege when the Lord said, come on and kick it with me. Come on here, somebody. Because God ain't saying that to everybody. Because everybody ain't got their availability on hand for the Lord. Come on here, somebody. We got other things that we feel like is more important, but God said, ain't nothing more important than me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing more important, hallelujah, than me. Come on here, somebody. But I thank God tonight for his word. Thank God tonight for his word. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Amen. Elder, back in your hands, man. I love you on tonight, man. Back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Before we go any further, before we get ready to get out of here tonight, do we have any testimonies or any prayer requests? Hallelujah. Before we move any further. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I need prayer for me and my son and my household.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Prayer for you and your son and your household.
Chris, yes, Christopher, yes. My name is Regina and Chris.
Regina and Chris.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace right now, Lord. for Regina and Christopher on tonight, Lord. You know the need. Hallelujah. You know that only you can fulfill that need. But we believe that your word says, Lord. And your word says, and two or three agree on a thing in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. So we come together right now and we agree on that thing, Lord. We agree, Lord, that it's being worked out right now. We agree, Lord, that you are in the middle of that thing and you are working that thing. We thank you on tonight, Lord, for the deliverance. We thank you on tonight, Lord, for the salvation. We thank you right now, Lord, for the peace. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, hallelujah. Peace be still. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord.
Glory.
We believe you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We believe you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I hear the Lord saying something about peace. He's going to bring peace in the household.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. It's been turbulent. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
but God
Lord.
Said,
I
if you believe me, if you believe me for the peace, hallelujah, I will bring peace into your household. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Christopher needs
yes,
to be
Lord.
Saved, the Lord is saying. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he
yes,
needs
Lord.
To give his life to
yes.
Christ, and he will. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
yes,
God. He will.
Yes,
I'm working on him,
yes,
but I'm going to bring the peace. I'm going to bring a peace
yes,
in the house. Glory to
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
He said, look for
yes.
a change.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm looking for. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what I'm looking for. Yes, Lord. That's what I'm looking for. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
At the appointed time, glory to God.
Thank
he said,
you.
It's always
yes,
being no time. Hallelujah. He said,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He said, rest your mind about it. Rest your mind.
Yes, Lord.
Rest your mind. Rest your mind.
Yes.
Stop worrying
yes, Lord.
About it.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I'm already
yes,
on.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I'm
yes,
already
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Stop worrying about it.
Thank
I'm already
you,
glory
yes,
to God.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory
Lord.
Be to God. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, thank you, Father. Glory
thank
be
you.
To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
You, Father.
Thank you, Lord, for
thank
being
you,
already
praise
on
you,
it.
Father.
Thank you, Lord, for being
Glory,
already
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
He said, release yourself of that burden of worry.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because I'm
worrying
in control
of you and
I'm fine.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
yes,
Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
you,
thank you
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Amen. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else with a prayer request on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God said he done already worked that thing out. He's going to bring some peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
We thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
glory.
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Praise you, God. Thank you.
Amen. When well, we thank God on tonight for everybody on tonight, we thank God,
yes.
Hallelujah, for what God is doing, what he's already done.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For what
glory.
He's already done. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We thank
hallelujah.
You for
it on
hallelujah. Tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind
hallelujah.
You we will be here tomorrow night, same time,
yes,
same
sir.
Channel. Hallelujah. And, of
yes,
course,
sir.
Tomorrow
yes.
during the day, we're going to have the day service with the Holy Ghost prayer line. Make sure y'all call in and join us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
the man, you already know Apostle Curry got a word for him tomorrow. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So
hallelujah.
Tune in and hear it on tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we just thank God for everything he's doing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
I'm going to go ahead and turn it over into the hands of the man of God and ask him if he would.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. If he would pray us out of tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our heart now understands. We thank you on tonight, God, for your messenger on tonight, God. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. For how you put your word in his mouth, God, so that we would not miss our appointment on tonight, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you chose us from the womb, God. You called us from the womb.
Yes, Lord. And
we reply to you is yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes
to your way, God. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your desire, God, for what you have for us. We thank you on tonight, God, that you have called us to a particular assignment.
Yeah.
And God, tonight we embrace our assignment.
Yes,
we give you praise, God, for the boldness to be able to stand before anybody, God, and to proclaim your word and to say what you would have us to say with no fear, God. For we know in your word, God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, God.
Yes, Lord.
And so we we give you the praise on tonight, God, that we stand boldly, and God, we totally yield to you tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you, Lord, for what you're already doing, God.
Yes,
we just give you praise for all things, for every perfect and good gift come from you, God. So we thank
Lord.
You in advance, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, God.
Thank
and we are proclaiming tonight, God, that we will work the work of him that has sent us while it is day. We thank you, Lord, that nighttime is approaching, but there's still daytime, God. There's still light,
Lord.
God. So we thank you, Lord, that we're going to do the work that you called us to do, God. We give you the praise and the glory. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy is upon our feet, and we declare your victory over him. And we thank you, O God, that in the mighty name of you, O Lord God, that we now stand firm in your word, God. And we thank you on tonight. We give you praise, God. Continue to bless your messenger, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord. Lead him and guide him, Lord. Bless his wife on tonight, God. And whatever they stand in need of, God, thank you that the need is already met according to your riches, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we give you praise that they shall not want for anything, for you are their shepherd. And we thank you on tonight, God. And we give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray on tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a shout of victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Now, time I can get the hands of our dear elder on tonight. Bless you, man of God. Back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man of God. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in tonight. We truly hope that you have been blessed with a word from the Lord. We will be here on tomorrow night, same time, same channel. And don't forget about the Holy Ghost prayer line, midday service tomorrow, praise God. Hallelujah. Make sure you call in and tune in for that. You will receive the text with the correct code to get in. It's 319-2020, 319-2020. 2020 is the same number to call, praise God. But we thank God for each and every one of you. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Yeah. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we're going to see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Let's play that Hosanna right now. Bless the name of the Lord.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on. Come on, Zion. Clap those hands with me. Come on, come on. All God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Come on. Here we go. Next.
Say it again. Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me.
Did what your father did. Hallelujah.